Opinions and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with the Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yeah, well, we're making the church great again. That's what we're trying to do here at Pass the Salt Ministries, Salt and Light Brigade, making the church great again. You know, Donald Trump really hit upon something, didn't he? When he said, make America great again. He really did. And those of us who carry the name of Christ, we understand the reality that Donald Trump cannot make America great again the way that he can. That the only way America could possibly be great again is God is great. God is great. And the only way that we can make America great again is if individual men and women of God, Christians, stand up and push back and take a rightful stand against the forces of darkness, to do the whole counsel of God, the broad spectrum of Christianity. I did this yesterday again. I shouldn't do it. I just shouldn't. But I want to emphasize this to you folks. I went on Facebook yesterday morning. I got back. I drove straight home from Wisconsin on what night was that? I'm so missed. That was Saturday night. I got in late and woke up about, I slept like 9. You know, I never do that. And I got up at 9 o'clock and piddled around. I went on Facebook, and I shouldn't do it because you go on Facebook and they have live streaming church services. Live streaming church services. And I'm not making fun of that. But I turn on these shows and I watch live streaming church services. And you know, you just scroll down Facebook and go down to this one, then you go down to this one, then you go down to this one. It didn't matter which live streaming service I clicked on. They were all doing the same thing. Maybe different songs, but it was all a bunch of people up on the stage singing songs. Women lifting their arms, singing songs. You click to the next, you go down there, and some guy strumming the guitar. Every church, how did church services all get the same? How did that happen? That all church services are the same, in order, right? In fact, sometimes you'll walk in, and they'll hand you a bulletin that says order of events. It makes my hair crawl. I don't have much hair on. I got a lot of hair. I just cut it short. Makes my hair curl. And how we can think.
That's cosmic.
What's that?
The churches all get, they see each other, television, that kind of stuff. They want to get more successful. And they kind of build on each other to build this show that goes on. And they've lost track of what the gospel.
But Joe, here's the point I want to try to make today. This weekend, this past week, we've been making the church great again. And Big Rich and these guys are down in Port Arthur. I'm going to bring Rich on here in a second. I'll bet you anything that Big Rich and those guys aren't in the hotel room drumming guitars and doing praise and worship. See, 10 guys didn't fly into Port Arthur to sit around and lift their hands and play the guitar and tell Jesus how much they love him. They flew to Port Arthur, and they've been doing hard labor as prisoners of the cross for 5 days now. A couple more days are going to be down there, restoring homes, putting homes back together. And then I think about, while they were doing that, I was in, where was I? Marshfield, Wisconsin. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, doing spiritual boot camps, taking people to the streets, getting them out of the pews and taking them to the streets, out in front of an abortion clinic, lifting up the name of Jesus. And I may be wrong, but I don't think anybody had a guitar, and I don't think I saw too much of this, people standing around. We saw actually boots on the ground Christianity. And everybody I talked to, we had about 60 people in Marshfield, Rob Pugh's up that our Salt and Light Brigade ministry center that Rob opened up there. It's not just Salt and Light Brigade, but it's part of it. About 60 people show up, and about 20 of them drove 3 hours to be at the boot camp in Milwaukee the next day. And when you sit down and you talk to him afterwards, it was the most impacting spiritual experience of their life. They'll tell you their lives were changed. Their lives were changed because they took their faith outside of the church and they lived it out and became active participants in their faith. And every time I get discouraged, I just flick on my computer a video that Rich has sent me or Jim Kraft has sent me from what's going down in Port Arthur. And my heart swells. My heart swells because their hearts swell. And I think back about a year, I think it's been about a year, maybe a little bit longer, when I went out to St. Louis, Missouri to do a boot camp. And it was me and Chris Clegg and Shelly Clegg and Robert and Nolan and their wives. There were about five, six people who were already part of what we were doing, the Salt and Light Brigade. And one new guy shows up. And this new guy shows up and it's Big Rich. So we do a boot camp with six people who are already on the team and Big Rich and his wife. And look what's happened to Big Rich. Look what's going on in Big Rich's life. Rich, you're down there right now in Port Arthur, Texas. And I got a couple videos I'm going to show. Folks, listen, I'm trying to tell you something. If you want your faith to come alive, you're going to have to get engaged. You're going to actively, you can go to that church and you can be an usher and you can strum the good guitar and you can get on your little sissy jeans and you can push back your hair and you can be a prophet and you can go take your flags and dance throughout the church. If you don't take it outside of that church box, it ain't no good. I'm just telling you, it ain't good. It makes you feel good. But you aren't advancing the kingdom of God in any way, shape, or form. And you're in the church and you think you're doing spiritual warfare. Maybe you are doing spiritual warfare, but how will you ever know if you don't go out where the enemy is? Because that's who you're fighting against. You're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And those principalities and powers are in people. Those principalities, just like the Holy Spirit of God is in you, the principalities and powers are in people. And so we can pray, but we have to go. I can pray Ohio State wins in the last second against Penn State, but they're going to have to go play. They're going to have to tackle. They're going to have to throw passes. Why is it the church thinks it's just dress rehearsal? It's just a play that we put on inside the churches. What is going on with that? What is going on with it? Rob Pugh, Rob's not in here with us right now. Listen, Rob's getting more and more bold every day up there in Wisconsin. God bless Rob Pugh and the people he's dragging along with him. And you know what? You can't get a pastor to come. Pastors are rejecting what Rob Pugh is doing. Rob does the Wisconsin Christian News, and he's hearing from people in the Wisconsin Christian News. The pastors will not put this free newspaper. Do I have one here? I don't have it. It's a beautiful paper. 18,000-20,000 of them, free circulation Rob gives all across the state of Wisconsin. Pastors won't even put it in their churches. They will not allow Rob Pugh to put the Wisconsin Christian News newspaper free in their churches for people to pick them up and read and take them home so they can figure out what's going on. And you know why they won't? Yeah. Rob's too harsh. Paper's too harsh. It's just unbelievable. And I know this. Lives are changing because men are getting engaged. Big Rich, come in there and give us a brief overview of what you guys have been able to accomplish down there. Rich and nine other guys, I think it's nine other guys, past the salt and the money we raised, we flew. We spent about $3,000 probably, flew men in to repair homes down in Port Arthur. Men, for the most part, who didn't know each other, maybe four of them knew each other, but six brand That's new right. guys would come in. Tell us what's going on down there, Rich.
Dave, I start off by saying the pulpits can't stop us. We're going to do what the Lord puts on our hearts to do. And man, guys are making it happen. But like you said, we thanks to Pastor Salt and all the donors, Dave flew a bunch of us down, provided transportation or funds for people to drive down. And I tell you what, there's four of us guys down here that I know, Jim Kraft and Jim Bob and Ray and stuff. But there's six new guys on the ground down here that heard either through Coach Dave or the Hagmans, and they got in their car and come. And I tell you what, man, I want to give a shout out to them because they are from all over the country, Dave. They were sitting at home on their couch doing nothing, heard the call, and the Lord raised them up, and the Spirit told them, get up and do something. And I tell you what, it has absolutely changed their life, Dave. I mean, the fellowship and the worship we have all day long. I mean, guys are crying in the evening. They're pouring their hearts out saying, I didn't even know this type of thing existed. I've been to church my whole life. And it's amazing. But we got, real quick, we got Jim Kraft from Ohio. I don't know what it is about you coaches, but man, you know how to motivate and bring people together. And Jim's just done an unbelievable job at, you know, I guess he looks at a guy and says, hey, he'd be a good lineman and that'd be a good quarterback. But we got a guy that just we didn't know he's coming. His name's David from Arkansas. Dave, he's out of work and he was a chef at Harrah's Casino and Resort in Las Vegas. He knows nothing about construction. The second day he wanted to go home because he didn't feel like he fit in. And you know, Jim says, hey, Dave, well, what are you good at? And he says, well, I'm a chef. I'm good at cooking. He says, well, get the cooking then. Hey, this guy, Dave, we went out to eat the first night. You said, get these guys fed. Went out to eat. It was $150 for us to eat. Dave's cooking us home-cooked, unbelievable meals. Apple pie, baked spaghetti, every night for $40. He's feeding 10 people for $40 of your money, Dave.
And
it's just anyway to try and just give an update of what's going on. You know, floods do major damage. It's not just drywall. The second house we went to was 3 inches off its foundation. The house wasn't even sitting on its foundation. So
wow,
we stopped what we were doing. We sucked it up and we pushed this house back on its foundation. We got it anchored, one wall anchored. Pastor Dale's going to come down and do the other one. And then we started slapping up sheetrock, and we got this elderly family just about ready to go. We're going to finish the third house this morning. We're going to move on to the fourth. And it's just, guys, you know, these are men. These people don't need to be told what to do. They see something that needs to be done, and they get it done. And I don't know if all of them have been like that, but when you're around people that do that, you begin to do that.
And it's because they're using their gift.
Yeah,
they have the ability to use their gift.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Pastor Dale Socia, I love you, buddy. You made this like a smorgasbord. You walk in, pick up your plate, your tools, and just start going because you've delivered everything there at Coach and King Jesus Ministries expense. I mean, not only are we restoring these homes, we're paying for the materials to restore these homes. These people can't believe it.
Amen. It's awesome, isn't it, brother?
Thank you, man. God bless every one of you.
The big thing is, though, Rich, the change in the hearts of those men who come down and help you, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
They're in, Dave. They just can't believe it. They've been in church their whole life, and they talk about it nonstop. They, with tears in their eyes, they didn't know such a thing existed. And this, you know, and then we got Lindell all the way down in Peru sending us encouraging verses each day about about God assembling his body and putting the parts together. And we got a chef. Amen. And when we got down here, we couldn't carry 4-foot T-squares on the airplane with us. So we decided some of the tools we were going to have to buy when we got here. Well, we get to the home improvement stores, they're sold out of everything because everybody needs these tools. So we don't know, we don't have no T-squares. My phone rings and it's a guy by the name of Patrick coming from Nebraska letting us know, hey, I got a carload of stuff. I've got T-squares. I kid you not, this happened in a 5-minute period.
Didn't the Lord say he would never leave you and he would never forsake you? Didn't he say go into all the world, right? Go into the gospel of Jesus Christ, teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. So when you showed up and you don't have any T-squares, the Lord's pecking somebody else on the shoulder, say, get down there, those boys are going to need some T-squares.
Amen.
Yeah. But oh my Dave, goodness. Real quick, We got Jim Kraft from Ohio, Jim Bob Wilson from Illinois, Mark Weedow from Illinois. We got Ray LeBlanc that flew in from Tennessee, Daniel from Spokane, Washington, Tony from Minnesota, Craig from Branson, David the Chef from Arkansas. We got Patrick from Nebraska.
Wow.
How, you can't make this stuff up, Dave. You can't make this stuff up.
You can't. We want to spread it. Don't we, Rich? We want to spread it. Now, listen, folks. Rich is doing, believe it or not, this is manly mercy they're doing. This is manly mercy ministry. They're not there rubbing people on the back, but they're restoring their homes, giving them hope back. Rich, I'm going to play this quick little clip that, Jared, if you can see it, it's on my Facebook page. Rich has got a, man, you guys are sending me the best videos, man. I don't know how to get them up. Jared, go to the Facebook page and let's play this first. I think it says Rich and the SLB. I think that's the one we want to play there. I don't have it up on mine here. So, Rich, we're going to show you here. I think maybe this might be the one where you're with Miss Diane. I can't remember. Right. I mean, I might have showed that on Friday. Did I show that one on Friday, guys? I don't remember if I did. Somebody, I did, didn't I? Yeah, okay. Well, Jared, let's play the other one then. Let's play the one with Jim Kraft because we didn't show that one on Friday. And this is the home that Rich, if I understand it,
off you go into this foundation.
Home. It's off its foundation. You push it back on its foundation, and it was a big home, and here it is after this thing's restored. So, Jared, get it up there. I think it's, let me see what you got there back up on the screen.
This one might be sideways.
Yeah, this is it. I'm sorry it's sideways, but go ahead and play it anyway. It's 3 minutes, 3 minutes and 48 seconds.
Oh, there it is.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Austin, how about just tell us a little bit about what's going on here and what's happened with your family here recently from Hurricane Harvey.
Well, my name is Austin Zamora, and my wife, Ida Zamora, and we had terrible, terrible this flood, but good Lord helped me. I live in one room, and my sister gave me one little room. I'm living there. And now I am feeling so happy. Hope I will be in my house pretty soon. Thank you, good Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And when the storm hit, Austin, how high was the water in your house?
My house was, when I got out, was 35 inches.
35 inches?
35 inches.
And how did you get out of here?
Oh, I was here and a boat came on 10 o'clock in the morning and took me out.
And how about your wife?
My wife wasn't here. This was me alone.
You were alone. Yeah. So she had already gotten out.
Yeah. She was in Miami that time.
She was in Miami at that time. Yeah. That was good for her, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. And so when she came back, she didn't really have a home to come to, did she?
Oh, no.
No. No. And it ruined all the drywall and the insulation and everything on the floor.
Everything we lost. Everything itself.
Everything.
Everything.
And you had to take it all out to the curb, didn't you?
That's right.
And then they came along and picked it up
with
big
trucks.
Yeah. So.
No, take me out with a boat.
They picked you up with a boat, right? Yeah, yeah. But they got all the stuff that you had to throw away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so. This group that's here with CoachDaveLive.com, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, what do you think about that?
Oh, man, I tell you, I don't know what to say. Thank to the good Lord. I figure, well, how am I going to come back to my house, you know? Because who's going to help me to come? But it looks like I pray. I used to pray at the night, so good Lord, heard my prayer.
Yeah. So Jesus has been good, hasn't he?
Jesus has been good. Yes.
And that's the whole reason we're here.
That's right.
We're here because, God got our attention with this storm and what it did to these folks down here like you.
Yeah.
And we couldn't stay home. You know, we had to come down here and help you.
That's right.
So we're here for you because of Jesus in our life and what he's done for us and what he's done for you. So we're getting close to being done here, aren't we, with the drywall?
That's right.
And we shoved walls back in that had come off the foundation.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get your house back in shape, and you and I will be able to move back in and set up house again.
That's right.
That's right. And we're gonna go across the street and help one of your neighbors, and then we're gonna help the lady next door to you also. So well,
I don't know how what to say, because this, how I can say to your people, so thanks to thank you very much for that big help you are giving me to come back to my house.
Where do you think you'd be, or how would you have got this done without us?
Well, that's what I was praying every night. So how am I going to come back to my house? But look like good Lord heard my prayer.
So he answered your prayer, didn't he?
Yeah, answered my prayer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we're just thankful that we could be part of the answer and to that prayer. And we're just thankful to be here and be able to help you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Austin.
Oh, Jimmy, making the church great again. Folks, there's a great illustration right there of God working through people. Now, let me ask you a question. You think the devil works through people? If God, see, the answer to his home problem was Jim Kraft and Big Rich and Jim Bob and Ray. That was the answer. That guy was praying, and the answer to his prayer was people. Now, if God uses people, does the devil use people? Come on here. Wake up, folks. Wake up. Understand what's going on. Big Rich, just one more, man. Just thanks for all you do. Just send us out here. Let those guys know how much we appreciate them down there, Big Rich. And anything you want to add to that video, Rich?
Yeah, I sent you another one just about showing the walls on that. Anyway. Mark and Jim just walked by and with grins on their face and said, man, I love you, brother. I mean, people are excited. Their faith has changed. I thank you, dude. I thank you for what you've done in my life and the way the Lord's led you to help men be men, and grateful. Love all you.
Stay safe down there, Big Rich. Thanks, man, for all you do down there, folks.
You bet, Dave.
Hey, look, my little granddaughter's here with me today. Reese, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hey, so anybody got anything to say here about what you just saw? Dale, I see Dale's back in there. Hey, listen, I'm going to pat Dale on the back yesterday, because Dale, after all the stuff he's been doing in Texas yesterday, his church had a free gas giveaway. You heard that right. They gave away free gas at his church and fed people at his church. This dude never stops, and he's going to be in Indianapolis. On Wednesday, I'll see him in Indianapolis. He is the ultimate whirling dervish. Are you there, Dale?
Oh, I'm here, brother. I really enjoyed Jim Kraft's video last night. And Rich, one of the things Rich and I, you know, Rich talked to me earlier on, you know, as he was coming in, he says, I hope to make you proud. Rich, brother, I love you. And you guys really are making me proud. What you got going on down there, and we'll talk to get an update, because I got guys coming in this weekend, Coach, to pick right up where these guys left off and keep going. Wow. But we had an incredible day out giving away free gas, free barbecue, free supplies, free food, free groceries. And brother, let me tell you what, had it not been, this lady came to our gas line. She just lost her husband the night before. Brother, we were able to minister to her, to hug on her neck, to love her. Because, you know, I mean, she was, you know, just her and her husband, an elderly couple, you know. And so, I mean, if you don't come out of the salt shaker, we'll never touch and change people's lives, brother. I appreciate you, too, and looking forward to seeing you in Indiana.
So, in other words, Dale, you guys didn't just sit in the church and do praise and worship. And you actually, like, went out in front of your church and met the people out there and gave them stuff. Are you kidding me, Dale?
Brother, people are blown away. This is our sixth year of giving away thousands of dollars in gas. Not just a little bit of gas, thousands of dollars. People are always asking, why are you doing this? I said, freely we have received, freely we give it away. It's already been paid for. We are keeping the church.
You could have bought some pews with that. You could have made some repairs in your church. You could have upped your salary a little bit. You mean you took that little that you had and you went out and you gave it to people? You didn't build a great big church?
Brother, first off, I haven't taken a salary since back in June. Second of all, these people need it more. Third off, we don't want no pews in our church. Fourth off, Fourth off is the thing is the one question people always ask is, why are you doing this? My question is, why not? Because we have made church this business, this fundraising organism. And I'm telling you, brother, we are called to be salt and light. And I say we're a nonprofit organization. I want to tell you something, brother. I keep us as close to the red as I most possibly can.
Amen. Nonprofit means means get rid of it, huh, brother?
It means exactly that, non-profitable. We are not profitable, brother. I promise you.
Amen, buddy. Well, Dale, we love you, man. Appreciate what you're doing. Can't wait to see you. And we got to get these guys organized. They're coming in this weekend. We got to figure out how I'll talk to you later, Dale. We'll get some supplies down to them, do whatever we need to do.
And anybody once again, else? Love the Big Rich.
Amen. Love Big Rich and all those guys. I'm going to move on to something else here, but not yet. Anybody have a comment or response? Say, Coach, listen, you're not hammering us today with the scripture. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Faith without works is dead. Show us your faith. That's what the Bible says. Not share your faith. Not come ye, go ye. Not come ye, go ye. We got everything backwards. Yep.
Hey, Coach, right here.
Yeah. Right.
I just want, can you see me? I just want to introduce you to the two heroes. Here's our crook, David Brown.
Hang on a minute. Let me get down to you here, Ray. I know you're in here. I got to find you. Ray.
David Brown. Under David Brown. I'm under David Brown.
My brain. Oh, I see Estes Ranch. I don't see Ray.
David Brown.
Oh, under David Brown. I'm sorry. Well, no wonder I didn't find you.
It's home. That's David Brown. He's our chef cook. Say hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
And David, God bless you, man.
And here's our savior, Patrick, that's with the drywall tools.
Howdy.
And we got Craig in the room, so I just want to let you guys see you, part of the crew. All right.
Well, God bless you. It's been good, hasn't it, Ray? Huh?
Oh, amen.
Well, Patrick and David, God bless you, man, and welcome to God's team. That's what we're trying to put together here. God bless you. Anybody else want to jump in? Got something else I want to show you. Doesn't matter if you don't. Yeah, JR just said, well, you don't have to go to Texas to be salt and light. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make. Exactly the point I'm trying to make. So I'm going to shift gears. Same thing. One body, many members. One body, many members. One body, many members. And if you're part of the body, can you tell me something? What happens if you, Reese, what are they, if a part of the body doesn't work, like let's say I had a car accident and my neck got broken and the rest of my body didn't work. What do we call that? Do you know what they call that? No, being paralyzed. Being paralyzed. That means that you're in a paralysis. You're not able to move. Paralysis in the church. We have a church body that doesn't even move. As whatever its function might be, it isn't doing it. We have paralysis in the church. Well, I'm making people mad. I had a pastor walk out on me that night, praise the Lord. I think I told you all that. Praise the Lord. So we go up to, guys, listen, here's what I'm trying to say. I want to build a team around you. Every one of you, quit thinking that you're not capable of doing it. I went to St. Louis, Missouri for six people. One of them knew. And that was Big Rich. And now look at Big Rich. Will you look at what Big Rich is doing? He brought Jim Bob. He brought his buddy Mark. He's down there heading up that thing with Jim Craft down there. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He was just looking for a place to plug in and exercise his gift. I'm going to tell all of you right now, right where you live. Roger, you listening to me? Right where we live, there are more who want to be involved. There are more. My wife is beating on me last night. Says, why aren't you doing that here? Why aren't you organizing that? More boot camps right down here and right where we live. She's beating on me. She's right. We got all these guys here. Nobody doing, trying to find people. How about Mike? Mike Bickle drove all the way from Buckeye Lake, Ohio to Wisconsin to be part of a boot camp. A guy who lives 4 miles from me drove all the way to Wisconsin to be part of the boot camp. Amazing. Amazing. So we go to Wisconsin. We do this boot camp. Jared, go to my Facebook page. Here's the afterglow. Boot camp's one thing. The afterglow is people's lives being changed. People's lives being changed. Well, this one where I was going to go today, I'm going to go there right now. Jared, this is a video. This is about 12 minutes. We may not watch it all, but I would bet you that most people who watch this video had never been outside an abortion clinic before. This is live outside the abortion clinic. When we do our boot camps, we did the boot camp on Friday night. Saturday morning, we take them to the streets. And we took them to one of the most notorious death camps in all of America, right there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And yes, they were scared. No, they had never done that before. Yes, they were Christians. Yes, 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 yes. But we took them to the streets. You know what else happened? The five or six faithful people who go to the clinic every day, every Saturday, five or six people, they were so overwhelmed that we came. The reinforcements came, and they were encouraged. So I want you to watch this 12. We may not watch all of it, but I want you to watch. This is what it's like out on the streets in front of an abortion clinic. This is part of our boot camp, okay? These people have never been there. Reese, you ever been to the abortion clinic?
Yeah.
How old are you?
About 3 years.
When you were 3 years old, how old are you now?
Seven.
Why do we go to the abortion clinics?
Save babies.
Go ahead and play it there.
Jared. Coach Dave, we're out here in the streets outside of, we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm going to try to do a little flip here on my phone. So you can see the abortion clinic right across the street. And we've come up here and we've been doing a boot camp on the streets here. Actually, we've been doing someplace else. This guy here is what
they call a death squirt. That guy's a homo.
His job is to make sure that the women go in there and murder his babies, murder babies. So he's doing everything he can right now to try to block us. Here's what I want you to see. We're really excited. I'm really excited because we have a lot of people who are with us today who've never done anything like this. This is what we do at our boot camps. They've never been to the abortion clinic before. Look at the crowd that's turned out here this morning. They got in their shirts and their hats. All the way down through, there's old Pete LaBarber. He's a troublemaker. The right wing watch hates him. The Pew family, Rob. Beautiful wife.
Rob Pew.
We got people
White
standing down there on the corner. Got a guy sitting over there with a sign. Tom Guilty watching his mic down there in the corner, holding the sign. Hey, heads up, might be one coming here. We have one girl right here getting ready.
There's actually a woman coming to kill her baby right now. There she is.
Hey, ma'am. Run for your life and for the life of your baby. Don't go in there. Young lady, we'll adopt your baby. I'll adopt your baby. Please don't kill your baby.
Don't kill the baby.
Please don't kill your baby.
They can see. They can see the fight. They're trying to get the death squirts are surrounding her, walking her in there. We do our best to try. Look at all of them dressed in their rainbow colors there. They're what we call death squirts. And right now, as we're watching this, folks, right now, a young lady didn't go in there to get her teeth cleaned. Out of sight is not out of mind. She walked in there to kill her baby. Right now, she's going to go in there and she's going to kill her baby. But to us, we don't think about it because we don't see the end result of it. So, As I was continuing on, I want to show you, we're outside this horrible, notorious abortion clinic here in Milwaukee. We've got a lot of us. We've got the death squirt, and they have a lot of us. So I'm clear down the street. Over here, this guy's first time they've ever been out there. That's a couple brothers right there. They're holding their abortion signs. People say signs don't work, but we know they do. If signs didn't work, why would they have... Signs didn't work, why would there be TV advertising? There's a brother here. Thanks for coming, man.
You're welcome.
It's an experience, isn't it?
It really is.
Boy, oh boy, see what's going on.
It's sobering.
Sobering, it's a good word. Police officer. Go down there. Rob Pugh's over there. He's working real hard trying to work the girls. So we just kind of stand here like this. We preach some. I street preach. I read the Bible and preach out of the Bible. This guy's farther on down there, too. I didn't even show you all of it. We'll street preach. We'll read the Bible. But a lot of times we're just standing here like we are right now, waiting for another victim to show up. And that's what they are. They're victims. And when you come to the abortion clinic, let me show you this. You see all kinds of... You see all kinds of types. Some of our guys are dressed in red. I got to be careful because the cops are looking at me. I don't want to jail, right?
Okay, Jared, you can go ahead and cut that. This goes on for about 12 minutes. You guys get the feel for what goes on outside the abortion clinic. And the fruit of this is these people will never be the same in their faith. I heard from it over and over and over and over. Over and over. Now, these people traveled. Some of them came 3 hours to be at the boot camp, Marshfield on Thursday night, and they came down the next day to go to the abortion clinic with it. So we only watched 4 minutes of that. That's on my Facebook page, and that video goes on for about 12 minutes. So reaction, anybody? Doesn't matter if you don't.
Good stuff, brother. Rescuing those unjustly sentenced to death and holding back those who are led to the slaughter. And how can we say that we do not know the Lord? The Lord is watching. He knows.
Well, Dale, if I would go ahead and play this, I do some interviews with some of the people who were there. And it's like everybody else, you know? It's like trying to explain to somebody a car accident and actually seeing one. Well, these people saw the car accident. They've always heard about car accidents. They've read about them in the paper. But now they saw one right in front of them. They saw a car accident. And it radically transformed them. There's no reason that abortion continues other than
the radical transformation of the people you're interviewing, Coach.
What's that, Joe?
The radical transformation of the people you're interviewing is clearly evident in the tone of their voice, in their eyes. And that provides a major witness to those who view the change in these people's lives. Them sit back and think, ooh, this is real.
Hey, Jared, play that a little bit. Move that forward a little bit, because I want, Joe, that's a great point. I want people to see this in the eyes of, let's see, start about right here. Okay, I'm going to start doing some interviews. Hey, can I say something? This young man right here, holding this sign with a big smile on his face. He told his dad, who's right beside him. His dad said, we're going to go now. His name's Otto. Dad said, we're going to go now. And Otto told his dad, Dad, I want to stay till midnight. He'd never done it. He wanted to stay till midnight. So Jared, slide back just a little bit farther and see if we can't hear maybe some more of these testimonies. That'd be a good place right there, Jared. Start right there.
So these guys here all came to our boot camp. You know, and they've given up their weekend. They've never done anything like this before, and they're engaging it for the first time. Some guy just pulled up and gave everybody a sign, adoption, the loving option, Jesus forgives and heals. He's my sweet little wife.
Cold.
It is cold. They snuck up on us. We've been living in 70-degree weather.
Otto, he wants to stay till midnight. Look at
him. Ohio, and we get up here, and the wind blows off of Lake Michigan, and it's pretty chilly out here today. Pete LaBarbera spoke to us last night. There you go. Look at that brother, huh? First time, got a big smile on his face. These men are growing some hair on their chest today. That's what we like. We believe abortion is a man's issue. We believe if men stood up and fathered the babies that they impregnated the women with, the women don't want to have abortions. Women want to be mothers. They want to be. But irresponsible men turn them to abortion. This Pete LaBarbera.
And why kill the unborn one?
What do you think, Pete?
It's amazing to watch. I haven't seen something like this in a long time. It's actually where they kill babies. It's incredible.
Makes it real, right?
Very sad.
They're not going in getting their teeth cleaned. They're not going in getting their nails done. They're going to go in there, and there's going to be one dead and one wounded.
It's very sad.
That's what we're going. That's what we're going to say. Have you been here before, man?
No.
What's your
first time?
What's your reaction?
At first, when I first saw the woman walking in, I wanted to cry. I started to cry actually because the knowledge that baby's going to die in there, and we can't stop it.
Well, you have to see it. When you see it, it makes all the difference in your heart, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to hear about abortion and being pro-choice and abortion clinics, but the reality of it is there are people, there are women who are walking in that door, and they're going to kill the baby. And their lives will never be the same. They'll regret it the rest of their lives.
They will.
Amen. Thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. Just give you a little bit of a feel for what's going on here. So Lisa, you've been here a couple of times. What's your reaction here today?
I don't like it.
Nobody likes being here, right?
No, it's just very sad.
To think that we've reached the point in America where women see this as the alternative. See, in my opinion, folks, feminism has done nothing more than given men the responsibility or the opportunity to be irresponsible. Men
exactly.
go out and they impregnate a woman, and they say to the woman, "Well, honey, it's your choice. Your choice." And it's, you see it really firsthand here, for sure. For sure. Just getting a couple of reactions. You ever been here before?
Never.
Give me your initial reaction here after you've been here a half hour or so.
I'm just sad. I'm brokenhearted that women would do this to their own. It's
unbelievable, isn't it? What would be your reaction? What would you say to women in churches who have never seen this, never ever, till you see it, it changes you, doesn't it? What would you say to the women who are looking at this right now? Would you encourage them to come out here?
Most definitely. Yeah. God knows each and every one of these children that were knitted in their mother's womb, and they're being torn out. And somebody needs to stand up.
When you see it, it changes you, doesn't it? It changes you. God bless you. Thanks for being here, sweetheart. I'm gonna walk across the street here. Just a couple more minutes. Just hang with me there. Just a couple more minutes.
Okay, you can go ahead and stop that now, Jared. I think the point that the Silver Man was making is that you can tell that you can just see it in the eyes of these people. And that they've never been. How many of you watching right now have never witnessed it? Ever in your life witnessed it? The difference between hearing about a car accident and actually watching one. And when you see it, you say, "Oh my Lord, how can we let this go on? Just reaction. Somebody jump in here. Save me. If not, I'm going to put Reese on because she's been to the clinic.
Hey, brother coach, it's really the heart of the ministry is the ministry of proximity. If you go, you'll get a heart for it. It's like the church is like playing peekaboo and hide-go-seek. They figure if I put the sheet over my eyes and I don't see them, they can't see me. And so they think just because they don't see it, that they're not accountable. God's going to hold the church accountable. But truly, if you'll just go, if you'll just show up, you'll get a heart for that ministry. You'll get a heart for those babies. Just like that lady did. She was grieving and crying because she saw what it is.
Amen, brother. We touched her heart. We touched her heart, and so she'll be changed as a result. Rich, were you going to say something?
Yeah, Dave. Sorry, I couldn't be there with you, man. I wish I had been there with you.
Yeah, it can't be two places at once, though, right? But see, folks, this is how the Salt and Light Brigade's supposed to work. We're working in Wisconsin while Rich is working in Texas. While this is just the way that it's supposed to work. This ain't hard, man. This ain't hard, but we got to get organized. Somebody else?
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Hey, update on the clinic over the weekend here in Columbus, Ohio.
Yep.
We figured something out Saturday. I had never seen this before at the clinics. Would you agree with me that founders, they usually have, what, 2-3 death scores, maybe 4?
Right.
Well, this weekend, we were over there Saturday morning. We witnessed at least 40 women go in that place in 2 hours. They had 12 to 14 death scores out there. A lot of new hires that they brought in. Pastor Bill was standing there like, we couldn't figure out why all these death scores. I mean, there was abundance of them. And he said, "Did somebody let the cat out of the bag? We were coming." I said, "Pastor," I said, "I mentioned it on Coach's show that we were going to Founders, and the devil's team showed up."
Isn't that something, Jeff? So you're watching, huh? Well, welcome aboard, you pro aborts. Welcome aboard, you wicked, wicked people.
We had one young man, this was the most disgusting thing of the morning, a young man about 24 years old. You could just tell that this boy was completely lost. Robert asked him, he shows him one of the signs with the aborted babies on there, the pieces. He said, "Can you look at that as a man and tell me this is right?" And the guy looked at it and smiled. He said, "It reminds me of gummies." Robert just was like, fit to be tied.
Well, we know this, don't we, Jeff? The devil's team knows it's important to be on the streets. The devil's team does.
Yeah,
but as Dale said, we pull a blanket over our head and act like this stuff isn't going on. And then we wonder why the politicians are impacted by the people who are out on the street.
So we know they're listening to your show. They pulled them out in masses over there for us because they knew we were coming.
All right. Well, we'll keep them filled in where we're coming all the time. And we're going to go and we're going to earnestly contend for the faith.
Folks, I want to show you something else here. Anybody else real quickly? I'm sorry, didn't mean to walk on anybody. Coach. Yeah, George?
Coach, real quick. Man, Pastor Dale's right. It's out of sight, out of mind, but I know me doing this over the past year, it changes you in a way that nothing else will. And I just encourage everyone that's never done it, just step out in faith and do it, because it really will change you forever in a way that nothing else really can.
The devil's kids are more committed to their Lord than we are committed to ours.
Yeah, amen.
The devil's kids are more, interested in killing the little image bearers of God than we are in rescuing them. And then we understand which one's more committed and which team's winning. This is not hard. This is just the facts of it, all right? Just the facts of it. Anybody else want to jump in? Man, I can't believe it's quarter up. Okay, hey, I want to show you something. Yes, yes.
Hey, Coach. Are you so everyone into the chat? I'm here at Methodist Hospital for my podiatrist appointment. And Good Morning America, which they should call Good Morning Sheeple, is on. and they had Donna Karen talking about how she was defending Harvey Weinstein for her comments after he was found that he raped Annabelle Sciorra over a number of times. And she tried to defend her comments. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, because Vince, they're so full of lies, and we let them get away with the lies, see? They're full of lies, and we let them get away with the lies. And so our job is to what? To continue to lift up the truth. And unfortunately, you guys, listen, they ain't coming to church. You think CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, you think they're coming to church and taping your church services? Do you think that it is any wonder why the world is watching and all they're seeing is the enemy in the streets? They don't see any church people out in the streets. And if they do see church people out in the streets, then the media talks about these radicals and far right. I'm proud I'm in the far right. I'd rather be far right than far wrong, wouldn't you? But see, they never see us. Or if they do, we have a March for Jesus. Or one time a year we'll have a March for Life in Washington, and a million people show up, and then people don't even go to their local clinics. They don't even do anything to end abortion. Donald Trump's been president for how long? Since January 20th, and this is October something. So January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, 10 months, and Planned Parenthood still being funded. Why is Planned Parenthood being funded? Because the devil's team's out in the streets. And where's the Lord's team? They're inside praising the Lord. Oh, I felt the Lord's Spirit this morning. It just makes me want to gag. But I'm a radical, I guess. So I had a bunch of other stuff I was going to do with this morning, but I got to show you this one. Joe, did you want to say something? I see you're muted. I'm muted.
Am I muted?
No, you're good.
Okay. This weekend, JR's show, he and I were talking, and he turned me on to somebody who wanted to talk with me, and Michael Ortega with Strike Force of Prayer. And he turned me on to some prophecies that were given to Mark Taylor. I got a load of them, and all of them are accurate, and all of them are powerful, okay? We're going out on the streets, but if we don't have prayer support, you're going out naked.
Okay. Joe, if you pray and don't go, you might as well not go.
True. Coming up, National Day of Repentance on Veterans Day. Get involved with this and promote it.
Get that stuff to Sarge so we can get that up on the internet. And that's October. What date was that again? That's next year.
November 11th.
November 11th. Oh, Veterans Day. No, that's coming up close. Should have been on top. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Great. Okay, let me show you this, guys. Jared, let's go down. It says, the second one, it says Antifa. The second one says JBS Antifa. The other one says Antifa. Hey, guys. Wait a minute. Jared, hang on a minute, Jared. Where did I put that? That's not it. No. Sometimes I put these things up and then they disappear on me. This is one of those times. Jared, go ahead and play. No, there it is. No, I'm looking at my sheet over. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jared. Play that video of Antifa. Folks, the enemy knows it's important to be out in the streets. And I'm going to tell you something. They ain't playing. Okay? They ain't playing. This is a 2-minute and 50-second video. It says on November 4th, the domestic terrorist website refusefascism.org calls liberals to take action against our elected president. What they call the Trump-Pence regimen for crimes against humanity. Okay, folks, sit back and watch this. This is being organized right now, November the 4th. That's next what? Is that Sunday? Is that Saturday? When is it? Go ahead, Jared, play that. New York, November 4th. Omaha, November 4th. Philadelphia, November 4th at 2. Pittsfield, Massachusetts, November 4th at 1. Portland, Oregon, November 4th at 2. San Francisco, November 4th at 3. Seattle, November 4th at noon. They call for domestic terrorists to take the streets day after day until it ends.
I'm now back to being an activist citizen and part of the resistance. The resistance. The resistance. The resistance.
Okay, boys and girls, they know boots on the ground makes a big difference. And here's what you got to be careful of. We're being set up, just giving you fair warning. They're going to show up as Trump supporters. They're going to be people on their own side who are going to show up as Trump supporters and stir up trouble. You trust me on that. Jared, let's go down. It says Antifa. It's right under what, Jared. It says heavynews.com. Let's see if you can click on that one, Jared. It's right under that link there. Oh, she's back with her pigtails. Okay, folks, here it is. We're here, where are the November 4th, 2017 protests? Here's the list of every location, city, and time. Can you scroll down there, Jared? They're taking boots to the ground. They're taking boots out. Atlanta, Georgia, 6 p.m. Keep scrolling, Jared. There it is. Austin, Texas, 1. Boston, Mass, 4. Chicago, 1. Cincinnati, 1 o'clock. Cleveland, 1 o'clock. Detroit, Michigan. Honolulu, 9:30. Texas. Los Angeles, California, 1 o'clock. Minneapolis, 2 o'clock. Noon. Omaha, 1. Philadelphia, 2. Pittsfield, Mass, 1 o'clock. Salem, Oregon, 3 p.m. San Francisco, 3 p.m. Seattle, 12. Tucson, 2 p.m. Could we get the church out? Could we even get the church out to pray? Could we? Well, I'm going to tell you something. The devil's kids are playing for keeps. We're patty caking. Patty cake, patter cake, baker's man, bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it and bun it and slap it on the knee and whatever that is. That's what we're doing. And the enemy's actively engaged. Sorry, man, that's why I'm so passionate about these Salt and Light brigades and getting people engaged. Are we prepared? Are we prepared for the for what appears to be coming down the road? Got 5 minutes. Somebody weigh in here. I can't even get people to give us their email. I don't want to share
their
email.
You're getting my email. You're getting my email, brother. And I'm back. I'm in a better room. So Donna Karen, I'm just appalled at it. That she could sit there and defend this slug, this stupid slug. When he jumps on Anna Belsky or breaks into her apartment and rapes her, and then rapes her repeatedly over a number of years. So, he's a good guy. Remember, he's in the rehab. I'm a good guy. I need a second chance. I say, yeah, right. Second chance. Your second chance is the noose or the guillotine. That's what you get. That's all you get.
Amen. Vince, we can't be harsh enough.
Okay, well, then I got a better solution. Harvey, if you want a second chance, put your fortune up against it. Give me your fortune if you break it again. If you touch one more person in Hollywood, you give me your fortune. How's that? I'll put it to good use.
Yeah, not only that, Vince, you ought to have to forfeit it now if he's really sorry. He's really sorry, right?
Right.
See, punishment isn't punishment if it doesn't cost him. That's not punishment.
Exactly. Right. It's just like I say about, you know, the movie Inside Job. All those guys steal money and they pay for their crimes with the money they stole. How are they learning a lesson for that?
No, they just go out and steal more.
Right. Right?
I just got a few minutes left here. At our boot camp in Milwaukee this weekend, Pastor Matt Tuella came and spoke to us. My. He gave the most unbelievable presentation on imprecatory prayer. Now, we've talked about imprecatory prayer. And, you know, Lord, break their teeth. And Lord, don't let my enemies rise up again. All that David prayed, all these imprecatory prayers in the Old Testament and Psalms. And now how when you get to the New Testament, God doesn't act like that anymore. And Pastor Matt took us through the scriptures and showed where God is constantly warning, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. He is the idea of us praying evil upon the enemies of the cross is so biblical, so scriptural, that we should pray that the Lord would crush the teeth of our enemies so that then they will fear the Lord and fall on their face and receive forgiveness. This idea that we think that we're just going to go out and pray for people and love them and we're going to win them, that's not what the New Testament teaches. I'm going to try to get that from Pastor Matt. It was unbelievable. I'd never seen that before. Imprecatory action by Christ himself in the New Testament. Somebody tried to jump in. Go ahead.
Yeah, those words of such psalms should be worship songs that we sing on Sunday morning instead of trying to make out with Jesus like a teenager in the backseat of a car.
Amen. Smooching with Jesus in church, that's what we're trying to do. He's trying to get us ready to fight a war, and we want to be smooching with him. We want to be smooching. You know, I didn't really get into the scriptures today, although the scriptures were all over it. I had something else planned that we're going to pick up on tomorrow. We are in the middle of unbelievable times, and God's raising up an army. We need you, man. We need you. Get a boot camp organized in your area. I don't care. Hey, I went to St. Louis for six, and I got rich. Boy, is the devil mad about that? We plugged Big Rich in, and look what he's doing to the kingdom of darkness. We hooked Rob Pugh. Look what he's doing to the kingdom of darkness. There are many just like you right where you live. You just don't know them. Get a hold of us and see what we can do to make a difference for the cause of Christ. Here's why I fight. Little thing right here. What kind of granddaddy doesn't leave a better land to his grandkids than the one he got from his parents?
Amen.
God bless you. May Christ be praised. See you guys. See you tomorrow.